I love to support women in broadcasting, especially when they're really good at it. Amy G is in the house. Good morning, Amy.
Hi, Pat. Thank you so much.
I'm glad to have you here. Amy Gutierrez, of course, one of the ace reporters for the San Francisco Giants. She does color. She does interviews. She does it all. And just entering into a brand new season, Amy. Now, you'd think splitting the series, four-game series with the Dodgers, that we would be elated. And yes, yet there's this quiet bat syndrome going on during the course of this whole thing. Oh, are the new guys just getting used to the new uniforms? I hope.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have a couple of layers within your statement there that we could go a lot of different directions. Syndrome is a very interesting word.
Yeah, why not?
It's appropriate. I think what I found so interesting about the series was how extreme it was, especially the emotional extreme you saw from the guys of the first two games and then the absolute low of the last two games. But I think what people need to keep in mind is they kind of walked away from that series unscathed, which was much better than they were doing last year. They obviously know they have to get the offense going. There's no doubt about it. And all the newcomers, Austin Jackson, Andrew McCutchen, Evan Longoria, are clearly overanalyzing right now. And they're just gripping. And I think that's really normal. I actually find that somewhat refreshing because that to me means they care that much. They're trying too hard.
Yeah.
Of course, they're, you know, in the opening series against the Dodgers, so it's a new rivalry for them that they've never experienced. So you got a lot of different factors going on. Bruce Bochy was quoted as saying, if you told me going into this series that we would score two runs, I would be elated. And I think you kind of got to go with the skipper on this and just go with his emotional response to this and stick with it. The offense will come together. How well it comes together is the overbearing question of the season.
Yeah, and how soon?
And how soon? So I think, you know, you're going to have some jitters going into this home opener. The Dodgers come again this weekend, so they've got another crack at them, and I think they're going to be a little bit more settled in. And I really think, especially for Evan Longoria, who's still looking for his first hit, I think he went 0 for 15 in this series.
Yes, he did.
Once he gets that first hit, Pat, I believe it's going to be a domino effect.
Well, I'm just thinking they're coming to San Francisco tomorrow. They're going to be enveloped in the loving arms of Giants fans at home. I mean, if that doesn't motivate you, I don't know what could.
Well, and maybe that's Longo's plan. He just wants to get his first hit in front of his fans, and we'll just go with that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with that, too, because what else can we do? And, of course, you know, even after Samardzija went down and Mad Bum went down, we thought, okay, those of us who are just diehard fans, we thought, well, you know, if it's true, we've got these new bats, and if hope against hope, the rest of the lineup can do the opposite of what they did last season, then maybe we can survive this period of time without the guys on the mound that we were hoping to get. And so, you know, there's a lot of hoping against hope going on right now.
Well, I think you should continue to hope that. I think that's a legitimate hope. I think it's going to happen. The offense knows they need to pick up their pitching right now, losing Samardzija, losing Madison. There is good news on Samardzija. I think he's going to be ready a little bit sooner than they hoped. He's going to throw a couple of bullpens this week and then probably a minor league rehab start before he comes back. But the pitching that you saw, the starting pitching that you saw in this series, I think is something to get excited about. Yes, the Dodgers scored runs off of Holland and Stratton, but together they each had quality starts. They only gave up three. So that is, you know, something that I think fans should really be happy about. And if you can continue to get performances like Ty Block and Johnny Cueto, which were unreal, they really stepped it up. So if the offense can just start to click and take, you know, you can't have Joe Panik hit a home run game. So
no, and that can't be the only hit. Right. Right.
Right. And it cannot be the only hit. So and that's not normal baseball, and it will even out. It will balance out. And I honestly think the injuries to Madison and Jeff, while, you know, kind of gut punches, that last day of spring training, your ace goes down, they're different than last year, especially Madison. You know, what happened in Madison is what happens in baseball. Last year, what happened in Madison is what happens when you make poor choices off the field, and then that affects the entire team. So that's not what went on this spring. It's not what's going on with this team. They have a very positive vibe. They seem to have some really good chemistry, and they just have to get to know each other. I mean, the play between Blanco and McCutchen in center field was a perfect example of just needing some more time to play with each other and understanding where you're going to be and where I'm going to be, and I'm calling this and you stay off. They're still working that out. So thank God it's right now instead of August.
Yes, right? That's right. I'm happy to be talking about this in April, that's for sure. And speaking of getting to know people, Amy, I don't know if it's the same for you as, you know, as a reporter on the sidelines of the Giants games. But for me, I keep looking in the dugout and going, who's that? I mean, I'm talking about the coaches. I'm talking about the coaches. And, of course, you know, when they pan over to third base and they show Ron Wotus, of course we know who he is. But I could not tell you the name of the pitching coach at this stage of the game. All ingrained in my brain is Rags.
Right. I mean, we definitely had continuity for years with the coaching staff, which I believe was a big part of the success that the organization had for so long. You have new faces. The pitching coach is Kurt Young, which, yes, there are some new names and faces for me to get to know, but I'm old enough and have been working long enough in this industry that I covered Kurt Young when he was a pitching coach for the A's. It's actually a very small world, this world of baseball.
Yeah.
Of course, Matt Hedges was a Giant, so he's also a Dodger, but we're going to just remember that he was a Giant.
Let's do that.
And yeah, so the only person I did not know was Rick Shue, who's the assistant hitting coach that came in under Alonzo Powell. Alonzo was the hitting instructor for the Padres, so when you're in the NL West, you get to know these other teams. So I think to have some fresh eyes and takes on what's going on is going to be very beneficial for this crew, not to take anything away from Dave Righetti and Mark Gardner, who are amazing and were so fun to work with. I think that was really difficult for fans to watch them be put in a different position with the organization. But I do think this game is changing. I do think it's about, you know, staying current, bringing in some different advice, some different looks to help
and
these guys
metrics.
Be successful.
It's about the metrics coming up.
Yeah, they're going with the sabermetrics.
We are on the KSRO live line with Amy G. Amy, what's the most fun part of your job?
Oh, that's such a big question. That's hard to answer quickly. I mean, the fact that I get to go to a ballpark as my quote-unquote office is just pretty cool. I think that you're able to work in the entertainment industry, quite frankly. That's what we're doing. You know, we're entertaining people.
No question.
But you're able to use that stage well beyond the game, where, you know, you're able to get involved in your community or work with different organizations that make a difference in the world, or at least that, you know, resonates with you, whether you're able to do something with Make-A-Wish Foundation, or I'm able to help Buster Posey with his pediatric research, and, you know, all these things that players are kind of aligning themselves with. I'm able to do that too because of the stage that I was able to work on.
And that's impressive.
That's where you go home as a parent and you're like, okay, yeah, mommy coached baseball, but she was also able to help make somebody's dream come true today. So it's a little bit selfish, I guess, the what you get back from that, but
no, you're allowed when you do that kind of work, you're allowed those moments, and sharing them with your kids is probably one of the best learning experiences you can give them. Okay, Amy, you're on the inside, and so I'm hoping you can answer this question for me. So I'm wondering who will be sitting next to Dwayne Kuiper in the broadcast booth when the Giants are traveling outside of the NL West.
So I actually think it's going to be the same setup as last year. Javi Lopez is going to join us again, and so is Jeremy Affelt. So I think they split, like, Javi lives in, I think he lives in Atlanta, and so he'll take the East Coast. And then Jeremy now lives in Texas, so he'll take the Central, and then Mike has the West.
All
so
right.
It worked out kind of perfectly. Yeah,
that sounds good. Well, it's opening day tomorrow, and that's always a festive occasion, and I know it will be for you too. And it's going to be packed. You know that, Amy G.
It will. I'm going to have trouble sleeping, so I might look a little tired tomorrow on air. I get excited.
Well, we claim you as one of our own here in Sonoma County, and proud to have you at the microphone with the Giants game. We're all holding out hope, as we said at the beginning of the conversation. And Amy would love to talk to you every couple of weeks or so during the season. You game?
You got it. I am game, and hope is the best thing you can have, and the players feel it. So don't give up hope, because they need that support.
All right. Very good. Sounds like a Giant slogan to me. Giants baseball, don't give up hope. All right.
Don't give up hope.
All right, Amy G. Thanks for checking in with us, and go Giants.
Thank you, Pat. Take good care.
That is Amy Gutierrez. Amy G., as she is known on the Giants broadcast.